This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد إخوتي في الله، فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I will begin with this khutbah بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى. A story, but it is very unique story. You won't find it in Sahih al-Bukhari or Muslim. You won't find it in the books of Sirah or books of Tariq. But it's a story that we can learn lesson from. Regardless of the isnad of that story, which has no isnad, where the story itself has no isnad, but I'm hoping that by stating this story or relating this story to you, we can all learn lessons from it. This story begins with a young man coming to his father and with passion and desire he informs his father about his intention. And he said, finally I found the young lady that can be my partner in life. A woman that I was looking for. When the father received the news from his son, with excitement and hoping for khair for his son, he said, let us go and see this young lady. When they saw this young lady and the father and the son coming back, the father said to his son, I think you are making a mistake. For this young lady is not suitable for such a person like yourself. She needs someone who is more stable, who is more financially bound, or more capable of dealing with women. Therefore, the conclusion that I came with is, she is not, you're not suitable for her, and therefore we must find someone that is suitable for her, and that person is I, myself. So with shock, or in a state of shock, the son said, you are my father, and you are after the young lady that I want to marry. And a statement from the father, and a statement from the son, the authority came and the police officer asked them to state their case. And when the police officer learned about the description of this young lady. He said, none of you qualify for that young lady. I am the man for that young lady. So the father and the son, they also get very irritated by the request of the police officer. And then they said, we must go to the judge. And the judge said, I cannot judge unless I see this young lady that you all fighting for. And when the young lady was brought to the court, the judge said, I overruled everything and anything that you said or you have in mind. She needs a man of authority, man of his status, and none of you is qualified for her. I am the man that she's looking for. So the four men start fighting over the same young lady. So the young lady came with a proposal. And she said, since none of you is deciding to step down or let his brother have the right of marrying me, my solution to the problem is I will run and four of you chase me. And the fastest of you, the strongest of you, the swiftest of you will be the one who I will marry him. So the four men run after this young lady. And while they were running and the aim is to cut up with that young lady, she jumped over a ditch and all of them would fall into the ditch. And then she came back looking at them from above. And she said to them, do you know who I am? I am Dunya. And this ditch is your grave. You left your akhirah and you were chasing after me and you lost dunya and akhirah. And this is your place, this is your home, your maqbara, your grave. Now, I believe that most of us are a man, one of these four men who are chasing this young lady. And we will be chasing this young lady, this dunya, until the next thing that we know is that we are being placed in our places, in our graves. And this is the time that a man or a person or a sinner will say, رَبِّ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. The man would say, the person would say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ, oh Allah, send me back to this dunya. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُ. And Allah say, nay, it is indeed a statement that they just made. And until the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will be in that place of al-barzakh, the grave. See, ikhwati fillah, in Sunan Ibn Majah wa Sahih al-Albani, min hadith Abi Hurairah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, zuru al-qubur fa innaha tudhakirukum bil akhirah. Go and visit the graves. Indeed, it will remind you of hereafter. It will remind you of akhirah. It will remind you that you must take break from chasing this dunya and come back, wake up, and realize your status and the purpose of your existence and come back to your Creator. If you ask yourself, what is death? Am I really going to die? I will say no. None of us will die. And I don't mean we will live forever. But in reality, we don't die. In a sense, that we will come to the state of Adam, non-existence. We don't, Allah did not create us like this. However, We have been transferred from one station to another. All of us at one point, male and female, we were standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah asked us the question, "Alastu bi rabbikum?" Am I not your Lord? We all respond and reply, "Yes, you are our Lord. You are, ya Allah, our Creator." But how many of us do remember this? None. So in reality, from the day that Allah created the souls, and He wiped His hand from the back of Adam, and He presented us, and we admit that He is our Creator, in reality, we just change shape and status, but we don't die in a sense that we do come to non-existence. We don't remember what we did at that day. Likewise, you and I don't remember what takes place in the wombs of our mothers. Do we? No, we don't. I have seen a documentary that has been done by a medical doctor who is against abortion, and he was showing through the ultrasound and all, he was showing that the womb in the body of the woman, the child in the womb of his mother, when they point that middle, sharp middle into the child who is older than 120 days, try to avoid that sharp metal. Try to protect itself. Try to move away from the sharp point of that metal. Does that mean that even in the womb of our mothers, we are living in a different world? Do our children in the wombs of their mothers, do they hear us? The fact of the matter is yes. I took my wife to the doctor because we lost the movement of the child, and then the doctor, the nurse, brought one of those old clocks, and she put the clock on the top of the body of the mother, and then the alarm went off, and then the child start moving, and the nurse said, "Oh, the baby was just asleep. The baby was just asleep." Does we live in a different world in the wombs of our mother? Allahu a'lam. But the fact of the matter is, when we come to this world, the first thing or the first one that touches us is shaitan. He smacks us. And then we cry. From that moment, we learn and we gain information until we die. And we don't remember anything that happened in the womb. We don't remember anything that happened in Jannah or in front of Allah. And then from that point on, we move to another world, which is the world of al-barzakh. In reality, we don't die. See, when shaheed dies, what happens to the soul of the shaheed? His soul is taken from the body, this body, and placing the body of birds in heaven in Jannah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated. Here, we come to the conclusion that the soul does not vanish, does not die and go to the place we call Adam, non-existent. But it transforms itself to a different place. When we go to the Alam al-Barzakh, the world of Barzakh, we go there or we travel there with three things, كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, البخاري ومسلم. Family that carries you to the grave. Wealth informed that the soul will go to a different level, the level that the soul can hear everything. Yet, even after they respond, we cannot hear their response after it. In reality, it is nothing but a station from those who are going to hellfire, the fusaq, the kuffar, the munafiqeen, kam labis, 1,000 years at the time of Nuh. And those of us who only live between 60 and 70, as some of the ulama of the Mufassirin stated, is a very brief moment of joy. Some of them, they said, قَالْ شَهْوَةً. This is the moment when a man is spending time with his wife. He said, this is how dunya will feel to the person who had the best of it on the day of Yawm al-Qiyam. مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is nothing. So us, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ, instead of running after this dunya, neglecting akhirah, we should concentrate maybe bit of the dunya. He came, فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا عَتَاهِيَ, what do you think about what we have? So Abu Atahiyya, rahimahullah, he stated a poem. I also read one of those unique, non-existent, no isnad type of story. I also think we can learn lessons from it. And this is a man who was going with his family. SUV, the wives. He met a man who was wearing gold color outfit. He said to him, what are you and who are you? He said, I am what every man seeks. I am gold itself. I see your vehicle full and packed. Do you have a place? I think the children can squeeze themselves. They can find you a place. So he took the gold and put it in his SUV. And surely in the next stop, he saw a man with white outfit, white face. He said, what are you? He said, I am Deen. I am the thing that will save you. He said, wallahi, I need you. But unfortunately, the vehicle is packed. Unfortunately, it's packed. He moved on. And then the next step, he see a man with a silver outfit. He said, what are you? He said, I am itself. He said, wallahi, the vehicle is packed. However, I can get rid of some of the luggage. So he removed some of the baggage and said, we don't need this much of baggage for this trip. And he squeezed in the vehicle. The next stop, the same man with the white outfit, radiant face, met him. He said, are you Deen? He said, yes, I'm Deen. I am part of you. Take me with you. He said, as you can see, I even got rid of some of my luggage. I apologize. I need you, but I will come back for you one day, bi-idhnillah. He moved on and he saw the third man with a green outfit. What are you? I am American dollar. He said, definitely, we need you. So he removed some of the baggage out of the car, and the wife said, are you out of your mind? He said, do not be concerned. With the money that we have, we can buy more, newer stuff for ourselves and the children. Then the sixth stop, again the Deen came. He said, as you can see, I have nothing for my family other than you see. The next stop, he met with the man, unfamiliar face. He said, where are you? He said, I am Malik al-Mawt. He said, allow me to go back and pick up my deen. He said, no time. Again, this is one of those fabricated, man-made stories that we can learn lesson from. Before the next stop is the stop of Malik al-Mawt, we should put some deen, pick up one of those deen that we missed in our life and make it part of our life. Before it's too late, because when that comes, when Malik al-Mawt comes, at that point, there is a point of no return. You can't say to Malik al-Mawt, allow me to get rid of the money, the credit card, silver, gold, and let me pick deen instead of everything else. But now you and I have opportunity, have chance to do this. So your next stop should be, whatever I learn, I'll pick up. Whenever I see a khayr or halaqah, I will sit, because this is part of my journey, I will need it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when you see halaqat dhikr, halaqat of ilm, he said, throw yourself into those halaqat. Not halaqat of dunya. In Calgary, there's a huge masjid on the highway. On this masjid, every day around 6 to 7, is packed. It's packed. And I know this place, they call it a masjid, but it's not a masjid. So I call. I said, what are you guys? He said, we are Ismailis. I said, that's wonderful. What type of salah do you pray from this time to that time? He said, we don't pray, but we get together so we can exchange business ideas on what is new in town. So the masjid is packed that time of the day because this is the time they get together, they exchange business ideas and how to develop themselves, how to make more. For the rest of the day, no one is there. You see, only at that time when everyone is packed because they sit around the halaqah of dunya, tables of business, transactions, deals. Us as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we are around the halaqat of ilm. We throw ourselves under the knees of the halaqat of ilm, and we said, this is what I need for my vehicle, for my journey, for my trip. And inshallah, when next stop comes, and Malak al-Mut said, I'm here, I'll say, my vehicle is full of deen. It's full of deen, I'm ready. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a tawfiq to be among those people who will learn for their deen, inshallah. We also would like to make dua for all the Muslim brothers and sisters in Toronto, in America, in North America, in everywhere, those who are under hardship, those who are ill, those who have lost their loved ones, those who have children who went astray, those who are aiming or looking for khair in this dunya wal akhirah. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal Muslimin. وأذل الكفر والمشركين اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا أديته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا مريضا إلا شافيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا عازبا أعزبا إلا زوجته يا أرحم الراحمين وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله. Until the next thing that we know is that we are being placed in our places, in our graves. And this is the time that a man or a person or a sinner will say, رب قال ربي رجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. The man will say, the person will say, ربي رجعون, O Allah, send me back to this dunya. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعث. And Allah says, nay, it is indeed a statement that they just made. And until the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will be in that place of al-barzakh, the graves. See, ya ikhwati fillah, in Sunan Ibn Majah, wa sahaha al-Albani, min hadith Abi Hurayra Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, زوروا القبور فإنها تذكركم بالآخرة. Go and visit the graves. Indeed, it will remind you of hereafter. It will remind you of آخرة. It will remind you that you must take break from chasing this dunya and come back, wake up, and realize your status and the purpose of your existence. And come back to your Creator. If you ask yourself, what is death? Am I really going to die? I will say no. None of us will die. And I don't mean we will live forever. But in reality, we don't die. In a sense, that we will come to the state of Adam. Non-existence. Allah did not create us like this. However, we have been transferred from one station to another. All of us at one point, male and female, we were standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah asked us the question, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? We all respond and reply, yes, you are our Lord. You are, ya Allah, our Creator. But how many of us do remember this? None. So in reality, from the day that Allah created the souls, and He wiped His hand from the back of Adam, and He presented us, and we admit that He is our Creator, in reality, we just change shape and status, but we don't die in a sense that we do come to non-existence. We don't remember what we did at that day. Likewise, you and I don't remember what takes place in the wombs of our mothers. Do we? No, we don't. I have seen a documentary that has been done by a medical doctor who is against abortion, and he was showing through the ultrasound and all, he was showing that the womb in the body of the woman, the child in the womb of his mother, when they point that sharp middle into the child, the child who is older than 120 days try to avoid that sharp metal, try to protect itself, try to move away from the sharp point of that metal. Does that mean that even in the womb of our mothers, we are living in a different world? Do our children, in the wombs of their mothers, do they hear us? The fact of the matter is yes. I took my wife to the doctor because we lost the movement of the child, and then the doctor, the nurse, brought one of those old clocks, and she put the clock on the top of the body of the mother, and then the alarm went off, and then the child start moving, and the nurse, or the baby was just asleep. The baby was just asleep. Does we live in a different world in the wombs of our mother? Allahu a'lam. But the fact of the matter is, when we come to this world, the first thing or the first one that touches us is shaitan. He smacks us. And then we cry. From that moment, we learn and we gain information until we die. And we don't remember anything that happened in the womb. We don't remember anything that happened in Jannah or in front of Allah. And then from that point on, we move to the nether world, which is the world of al-barzakh. In reality, we don't die. See, when shaheed dies, what happens to the soul of the shaheed? His soul is taken from the body, this body, and placing the body of birds in heaven in Jannah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated. Here, we come to the conclusion that the soul does not vanish, does not die and go to the place we call Adam, non-existent. But it transforms itself to a different place. When we go to the Alam al-Barzakh, the world of Barzakh, we go there or we travel there with three things, كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, البخاري ومسلم. Family that carries you to the grave. Wealth, informed that the soul will go to a different level, the level that the soul can hear everything. Yet, even after if they respond, we cannot hear their response after it. In reality, it is nothing but a station from those who are going to hellfire, the fusaq, the kuffar, the munafiqeen, kam labith, 1,000 years at the time of Nuh. And those of us who only live between 60 and 70, as some of the ulama of the mufassirin stated, is a very brief moment of joy. Some of them, they said, قَالْ شَهْوَ. This is the moment when the man spending time with his wife, he said, this is how dunya will feel to the person who had the best of it on the day of Yawm al-Qiyam. مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is nothing. So us, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ, instead of running after this dunya, neglecting akhirah, we should concentrate, maybe, bit of the dunya. He came, فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا عَتَاهِيَ. What do you think about what we have? So Abu Atahiyya, rahimahullah, he stated a poem. I also read one of those unique, non-existent, no isnad type of story. I also think we can learn lessons from it. And this is a man who was going with his family. SUV, the wives. He met a man who was wearing gold color outfit. He said to him, what are you and who are you? He said, I am what every man sees. I am gold itself. I see your vehicle full and packed. Do you have a place? I think the children can squeeze themselves. They can find you a place. So he took the gold and put it in his SUV. And shortly in the next stop, he saw a man with white outfit, white face. He said, what are you? He said, I am Deen. I am the thing that will save you. He said, wallahi, I need you. But unfortunately, the vehicle is packed. Unfortunately, it's packed. He moved on. And then the next step, he see a man with a silver outfit. He said, what are you? He said, I am itself. He said, wallahi, the vehicle is packed. However, I can get rid of the luggage, some of the luggage. So we removed some of the baggage and said, we don't need this much of baggage for this trip. And he squeezed in the vehicle. The next stop, the same man with the white outfit, radiant face, met him. He said, are you Deen? He said, yes, I'm Deen. I am part of you. Take me with you. He said, as you can see, I even got rid of some of my luggage. I apologize. I need you, but I will come back for you one day, bi-idhnillah. He moved on and he saw the third man with a green outfit. What are you? I am American dollar. He said, definitely, we need you. So he removed some of the baggage out of the car, and the wife said, are you out of your mind? He said, do not be concerned. With the money that we have, we can buy more, newer stuff for ourselves and the children. Then the sixth stop, again the Deen came. He said, as you can see, I have nothing for my family other than you see. The next stop, he met with the man, unfamiliar face. He said, where are you? He said, I am Malik al-Mawt. He said, allow me to go back and pick up my deen. He said, no time. Again, this is one of those fabricated, man-made stories that we can learn lessons from. Before the next stop is the stop of Malik al-Mawt, we should put some deen, pick up one of those deen that we missed in our life and make it part of our life before it's too late. Because when that comes, when Malik al-Mawt comes, at that point, there is a point of no return. You can't say to Malik al-Mawt, allow me to get rid of the money, the credit card, silver, gold, and let me pick deen instead of everything else. But now you and I have opportunity, have chance to do this. So your next stop should be, whatever I learn, I'll pick up. Whenever I see a khayr or halaqah, I will sit, because this is part of my journey. I will need it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when you see halaqa dhikr, halaqa of ilm, he said, throw yourself into those halaqat. Not halaqat of dunya. In Calgary, there's a huge masjid on the highway. On this masjid, every day around 6 to 7, is packed. And I know this place, they call it a masjid, but it's not a masjid. So I call. I said, what are you guys? He said, we are Ismailis. I said, that's wonderful. What type of salah do you pray from this time to that time? He said, we don't pray, but we get together so we can exchange business ideas on what is new in town. So the masjid is packed that time of the day because this is the time they get together, they exchange business ideas and how to develop themselves, how to make more. For the rest of the day, no one is there. You see, only at that time when everyone is packed because they sit around the halaq of dunya, tables of business, transactions, deals. Us as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we are around the halaqat of ilm. We throw ourselves under the knees of the halaqat of ilm. And we said, this is what I need for my vehicle, for my journey, for my trip. And inshallah, when next stop comes, and Malak al-Mut said, I'm here, I'll say, my vehicle is full of deen. It's full of deen, I'm ready. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a tawfiq to be among those people who will learn for their deen, inshallah. We also would like to make dua for all the Muslim brothers and sisters in Toronto, in America, in North America, in everywhere, those who are under hardship, those who are ill, those who have lost their loved ones, those who have children who went astray, those who are aiming or looking for khair in this dunya wal akhirah. Allahumma izzil Islam wal Muslimin. وأذل الكفر والمشركين اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا أديته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا مريضا إلا شافيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا عازبا أعزبا إلا زوجته يا أرحم الراحمين وأقم الصلاة يا رب.